Hello, welcome to Out in the Bay, queer radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Will you be home for the holidays or out and about? As the Bay Area becomes more fully vaccinated, including children finally, we're seeing more opportunities to gather in person and the return of treasured annual in-person events. Yet many people are, for various reasons, still wary of public events. Don't fret. There are still many online events and hybrid events to choose from, too. Here to talk about changes in the entertainment world and to help us plan, whether cozying up on the couch or headed out for some cheer this month, are Jim Provenzano, art and nightlife editor for the Bay Area Reporter, Northern California's largest circulation LGBTQ newspaper and online news service. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, how you doing, Eric?
Great, good to see you. And Lisa Geduldig, host and creator of Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, Jewish comedy in a Chinese restaurant at Christmas, now in its 29th year. End of the monthly online lockdown comedy, which she started in July 2020 as COVID was raging. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
Before we start talking about specific events, and we will hear some December performers over the next 25 minutes, let's chat briefly about some of the changes COVID has brought to performance events, the good and the bad. Last year at this time, public venues were essentially closed. All entertainment was online only. It was a drag, no pun intended, but folks got creative. What benefits did we gain? Lisa, let me start with you. Lockdown comedy has been quite a success. Why do you think that's true?
I think because people wanted to connect with other people, especially in the beginning of the pandemic when they were on lockdown and not going out and people who were living alone. And people wanted to have some cultural activities as well. And everything was closed. So as soon as the pandemic started, I thought, oh, no, there goes my entire career of the last 30 years, everything I've created. And then I learned about Zoom, which I'd never known about, and then started performing on Zoom, and then started producing the monthly lockdown comedy show. And we were having upwards of 100 to 250 people every month. And I have an audience from all over the country now. We've got people from small towns in Massachusetts. Last year, I had one person in Alaska watching Kung Pao online. And, you know, people don't have to deal with parking and traffic and leaving the couch. I think that's a big benefit. And it's so easy to commute. You know, you just press leave when you're done.
Jim Provenzano, as the BAR's entertainment editor, you see lots of event listings before most of us do. What are you seeing this year in terms of the mix of live in-person events and virtual online-only events and hybrids?
There's a lot of change going on. In the past 3 or 4 months, there's been a resurgence in, okay, we're returning to theaters, museums have opened, we have our policy. When the city and the state figured out how best to deal with restrictions and health precautions and vaccination cards, that's, I think, what led to the big influx of, okay, we're opening and here's how we're doing it. So that's all got to be understood as I get, hundreds more press releases a week about events that are actually happening, but also hybrid. People are still, I think, enjoying and realizing what Lisa mentioned is that since they went to streaming or on-demand events, they're gaining a larger audience. So some theaters, performers, dance companies, local and abroad, are doing these streaming events where you can see Alvin Ailey. You know, you can go to Berkeley Rep, to Zeller Brock Hall, but also they're going to add streaming content.
So for in-person public events now, what COVID safety practices are you seeing, and how should folks keep up with changes as we head into the winter months, which, let's face it, were kind of scary last year and hit us harder than we thought it would?
Every venue that I've got, a smart venue that I've gotten press releases for and that we're writing about, has declared their protocols, which include you can get your vaccination proof on a little electronic things and attach it to your phone or download it to your email and show your proof of vaccination. Some venues are doing temperature checks. In the local news, I have not seen or heard about many people going to a theater or a supermarket or a restaurant and defying it, because every place has its own, you know, rules and regulations.
We're going to head into some more fun stuff now. Before I do that, just one little disclaimer. Note that we're recording this conversation on November 19th, almost 2 weeks before it will air on December 2nd and 3rd. And as we've learned, things can change quickly. So do stay informed. If you go out, just check with the venue and make sure that you're in compliance with whatever they are requiring at this time. So let's talk events now. To get us in the mood, here's a bit of Lisa Geduldig hosting a Kung Pao kosher comedy show before a live audience a few years ago.
Favorite time of year for us Jews, isn't it? Christmas. I just love it. My favorite part is going down to the Hanukkah menorah lots, picking out and cutting down the menorah and bring it back home on my back. And I always have the same trouble every year getting that big candle through the door. I don't know if you can all relate to that. But, you know, I really love Christmas. I mean, I just can't get enough of the music. I don't know about you, but I just go into Safeway like 20 times a day just to hear like those nauseating songs over and over. And can you imagine if we played our songs in the stores this time of year and everyone would be like, oh, sh-. They only have one song.
That's Lisa Geduldig, hosting creator of Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, starting the night off in 2008. 8 minutes or so of that is posted on YouTube, where it's had 23,000 views. I'll try to remember to put a link to it on our post about this week's show on our site, outinthebay.org. So who's performing this year?
This year we have the fabulous lesbian comedian Jessica Curson from New York and Ophira Eisenberg and my 90-year-old mother, Arlene Geduldig from Florida. My mother, this is a complete silver lining of the pandemic. Not only have I spent almost 2 years with her, but I've turned my mom into a comedian, and she's performing on my monthly lockdown shows as well as on Kung Pao Kosher Comedy and talking about things like having the hots for young firemen who she sees in public at her supermarket and other things I never expected to come out of her mouth.
So how did this happen to just come out of her?
You know, I didn't realize how funny my mother was. And one day I just said to her before the first show of lockdown comedy, I said, oh, Mom, do you want to be a surprise guest on the show? And she said, sure. I didn't realize she was that fearless either. And then she just got in front of the screen. And as soon as she was in front of an audience, she was just so funny. And she was talking about all these things like, you know, being a cougar, or that was my terminology. And then I thought, oh, why don't we have her as the monthly guest? And then one night she wasn't feeling well, and I announced that she couldn't perform because she wasn't feeling well. And I started getting all these emails, and she gets fan mail, you know, and someone said to me 1 month, you know, I know you have different headliners, but I think your mom is the headliner each month. And she loves it. It's just completely unexpected. And she's 90.
Wow. And Phyllis Diller started late, but maybe not quite that late. Ophira Eisenberg, I saw her a few years ago at the in-person Kung Pao Kosher Comedy Show. She was great. I don't know Jessica. Can you say a little bit more about her?
She has a prank call album called The Call Girls that she's doing with Rachel Feinstein. She's on comedy shows all over the country, and she's won Best Female Comic by MAC Association in New York City. She's won Best Stand-Up Comedian. She's very funny. I've known of her for years and haven't had her on the show. Ophira Eisenberg did the show 1 year, and I just thought that they'd be a brilliant mix together.
This event will be obviously not in person this year. It's all virtual, all online. What did people tell you about the experience last year about doing it at home?
Everyone loved it. I thought, how are we going to pull this off and translate the in-person experience from the Chinese restaurant where people gather with 10 people at a table and we have Yiddish proverbs and the fortune cookies and blow up dreidels and matzah balls on the stage? And besides having the comedians, we also had some video and we had some motion graphic fortune cookies opening up. They can watch on Zoom or on YouTube Live. And if they watched on Zoom, they could reserve a breakout room beforehand. So family and friends were gathering around the country, around the world. I had friends from college who did this. And so people felt like they had this experience where they were gathering with people, even though it was in front of the screen. And it worked.
What is your level of confidence that we'll be able to have an in-person show next year again?
We're doing it. I've got my Fauci ouchies, and I think that we're moving in the right direction. I have every intention of doing it in person next year, and hopefully the virus cooperates.
Crossing our fingers. Lisa Geduldig, I want to thank you very much for being here. I'm going to play one more clip, and then we'll move on to some other events. So stay right here.
When I decided to come out of the closet to my parents 20-something years ago, I thought I would do something very memorable for all of us. And I said, Mom and Dad, I've joined Jews for Jesus. They were like, we're going to write you out of the will. We're going to kill you. How can you do this? We raised you with the Jewish faith. And I said, I'm just kidding. I'm just gay. And they went, oh, thank God. And my parents have gotten a little bit too accepting that I feel like going straight just to annoy them. You know? My mom was telling me that she has a friend who has a friend. She has a friend whose daughter is a lesbian, and the friend disowned her daughter. Can you imagine? And my mother's like, don't worry, I would never disown you. And I said, I know, I've tried everything.
That was Lisa Geduldig, host and creator of Kung Pao Kosher Comedy in 2008. And even though it's 13 years old, it's still gotten a lot of hits on YouTube. It's had 23,000 views there. And it gives you a flavor of the show, at least. So let's move on to some other events. Jim, what's rocking your holiday boat this year? What are some of the events that are standouts?
Rocking my boat. There's just a few that people should know, that favorites that are not happening the same way. The Dance Along Nutcracker, which is a favorite among fans of with different wild fun themes. It's very family friendly. They're not doing it this year. They did a virtual version last year, but they're not doing it. American Conservatory Theater's best-selling, popular annual Christmas Carol. It was being turned into a radio show. That's another new trend that is going a lot through different things. So that'll air December 5th through the 31st, so you can listen to the Christmas Carol and imagine all the wacky characters. Another show that's a classic coming up very soon is the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. The Holigays are here again. It's at the Sidney Goldstein Theater December 10th and 11th, and then their annual Christmas Eve concert December 24th at the Castro Theater. And that's another big deal, too, is the Castro Theater has only been reopening for special things, but they're not returning to a regular schedule. The Roxy Theater has a whole variety of streaming and in-person films. It's in the Mission on 16th Street, both new releases and also retro classics, noir films and, you know, occult underground. So the Roxy is really your place if you really want to go to a movie theater. Of course, the Embarcadero and other mainstream landmark theaters and the Vogue have also reopened too. So I don't know how they're doing the seating thing, but people are going back to movies.
Right. I did go to a movie a little while ago. I saw Dune, actually. And
really? I'm sorry.
It was actually well done, I thought.
But yes? Okay.
The sorry part, unfortunately, was seeing the 20 minutes or so of previews for other violent and really insipid-looking movies that are all coming out for Christmas. I'm like, this is a Christmas movie now? I guess people will even go to like gun violence to get away from their families. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like those loud, annoying previews in theaters. I don't know when I'm going to get back to a cinema. If I'm going to do that, spend that much time, I would rather go to a live theater and support live performance. And one of them coming up is the Golden Girls Live.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel.
Drag favorites Heklina, Matthew Martin, Darcy Drollinger, and A Lot of Times are back to play those four retired ladies that we all love.
Miami, 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 you've got style, blue sky, sunshine, like Sarah the Mile. When you live in this town, each day is sublime, the coldest of winters are warm and
It opened Thanksgiving weekend and continues through December 23rd. Info and tickets at thegoldengirlslive.com. That's thegoldengirlslive.com.
The, because if you just do Golden Girls Live, you get the New York cast.
Let's talk about the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus a little bit more, because I do have a clip from them that I want to play.
Sure.
This is, they've got this song, which was actually from last year's virtual concert, online only, because they were shut down, and it's Merry Everything to You.
So merry everything to you. So we
often disagree about the things that we hold true. Really, it's okay. I'll choose to love you either way and marry everything to you.
And just to show you a little bit of the difference, I'm just going to play part of a show from a couple years earlier in the Castro Theater on Christmas Eve, where you just hear the energy of the crowd. This one's called North Pole Rock. That's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus performing live in the Castro Theater a few years back. They're back in person December 10th, 11th, and Christmas Eve. Info at sfgmc.org. The Oakland Gay Men's Chorus also performs a live holiday concert, Haul Out the Holly, December 10th, 11th, and 12th in Berkeley, Oakland, and Alameda. Info at oaklandgmc.org. Another one that's coming up soon, Ginger Minj, if I'm saying her last name right.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
And that is coming up December 6th and 7th, just a couple days away. I have never seen her before, but I looked at some of her YouTube videos. She's an amazing singer.
She is.
She was on RuPaul's. She, you know, she's a drag queen who actually sings. She can sing.
Yeah, which we love. We love. Yes, she was from season 6. It's very sweet and charming and has a great little show with lots of glitter and glam. And yeah, she's a big talent.
Walking.
Ginger Minj's Winter Wonderland, and that is December 6th and 7th at Oasis. Can we also talk a little bit about Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme?
That's right. It's time for a good old-fashioned Christmas pageant.
Come on, Dayla. Give the people what they want. You're a drag queen.
A what?
I'm trying to sing.
So welcome to Dayla and Jinx's
Jinx and Dayla
Christmas
holiday.
Snowtacular Hot Chocapalooza Baby Jesus Hour.
What? We are not calling it that.
Have you seen them before in person? What are they like?
Yeah, again, it's they're RuPaul's Drag Race graduates who have gone on to create their own wonderful careers. And it's in the spirit of somewhere between the music special with Barbara and Judy and Pee Wee's Playhouse. They have really created the wacky versions of themselves that they go against each other to create the behind the scenes of creating a Christmas special. So it's kind of meta, but things fall
not
apart.
That meta.
Not that meta, just funny. It'll be on December 19th at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater. They're hilarious, both of them.
Where are they based, you know?
Dragland. I don't know why these queens come. They're constantly flying around the universe. I don't know if they have homes.
Katya Smirnovsky, I'll just mention also very quickly, is going to be at Nico's Feinstein's at the Nico on Friday, December 17th. She's always a lot of fun, a local favorite.
Yes, quite.
We also have some other cabaret, a sort of more true cabaret, I guess you'd call it, from Megan Murphy.
She is a very talented singer, and she'll be doing songs from, you know, Irving Berlin to Destiny's Child. She's got a big voice, and she's just got a great stage presence. It's just one of those shows that if you want to have a cocktail or two and enjoy a really classy cabaret act, Megan Murphy is one of your faves to pick.
And she's going to be at Feinstein's, is that right?
Feinstein's at the Nico. They have done some renovations, and they're going to have it all tarted up for the holidays, too. December 23rd, 8 p.m.
I do want to play one clip from her, and that's her from a previous show, singing Single Mingle Jingle. Or is it Single Jingle Mingle?
Every Christmas story on TV has a smiling family around the tree. Presents stacked up to the sky. You can smell the apple pie.
friends you meet in the street. I say the same old thing every time you greet. No one ever asks you where you've been, just where you'll be, where you'll be on Christmas Eve. Check yourself on a single mingle, single mingle, when the bells jingle jingle.
That's Megan Murphy from her show Holiday Cheers at Feinstein's in San Francisco at Nico's Thursday, December 23rd. You mentioned a couple of dance parties. One is for women and one is for men, I think.
Oh, yeah. The two of the most popular, very close to the holidays, are Brute SF. It's a New York-based circuit party that comes and visits every now and then. December 10th at Great Northern. It's got DJs Ted Patterson and Dan Darlington, whom actually I have listened to his music and enjoy. But it's, you know, hot guys, circuit party, dance it up. Wear your Santa hat.
Will you be there, Jim?
No, I will not. I am post-circuit. I think. I've done my time.
I've seen you at Oasis once or twice. That just
No, it's if there's no chairs, I ain't theirs. For the women and trans and other friends, at El Rio is rocking all the time. But December 25th, they're having I think it's their 15th or 20th anniversary mango party with soul and funk music. And it's on Christmas Day. Yay. So that's one thing that I forget since I've become a semi-orphan is that bars are open on Christmas Day. Nightclubs often have stuff to do because they know there are lots of people who want to get out of the house after Christmas, or they're orphaned or their families are far away, so they want something to do. So just call ahead or check ahead. But Brood and Mango were the two highlights of the party circuit people. And Jolene's also has some events for Christmas weekend as well.
You're hearing Out in the Bay, Queer Radio. I'm Eric Jansen, talking about December online and in-person events with Jim Provenzano, arts and nightlife editor for the Bay Area Reporter, Northern California's largest circulation and oldest LGBTQ newspaper and online news service. Out in the Bay, by the way, is entirely independent. That means we get no financial support from podcast platforms, nor from NPR, nor the radio stations that air Out in the Bay weekly. You can help keep Queer Radio coming to your ears by making a tax-deductible year-end donation on our website, outinthebay.org. You can also hear dozens of shows there and subscribe to our monthly email newsletter and to our podcast. That's outinthebay.org. outinthebay.org. Thank you. Books and films. There are a whole lot of online LGBTQ films now, like just a tidal wave of them. What's that about?
It was independent films were forced to do this, and now they have the luxury of creating their own networks that really just have a variety of films, you know, that even, you know, Amazon Prime has a whole subsection of LGBT films. But the great thing about this is they don't have to have the budget of a distributor. They don't have to make posters. They just put it out there. And there is an abundance of stuff on Out TV, it has Here TV. There's a new series called The Disappointments that features some hunky older gay men talking about their lives and having, it's kind of a dramedy, I think you'd call it. GLAAD has their own series on YouTube called Changemakers about Black LGBTQ small business owners. So you have documentaries and stuff as well. As I mentioned, some of the theaters around town have reopened, including my absolute favorite, other than The Castle on the Roxy, Alamo Drafthouse has reopened. So if you want to watch Spencer or The Eternals with the guarantee that you can get a delicious pizza and there's no cell phone use policy, I highly recommend Alamo Draft. This is a total endorsement. They did not pay me to do this, but I love Alamo Draft House.
It's genuine. How nice.
They'll throw people out if they use their cell phones. It's like Patti LuPone's shrine. But yeah, the other LGBT channels are very varied, but you can look them up online. Tubi and Reverie is another one that has dozens of feature films for a minimal fee that you can get a membership. So there's that.
Okay, fantastic. And did you have any particular books that you are really enjoying lately or think are good reads for this time of year?
We did a review. You can check it on our website, on the Bay Area Reporter's website, the September 2nd issue. Jim Piotta, who is a prolific book reviewer, he was great because he put together a list of some of the best fiction, nonfiction, men's and women's books. One of the ones coming up, Robbie Alameddine's The Wrong End of the Telescope, is a very compelling story about a trans Lebanese-born American doctor. His writing is fantastic and highly recommended. Ken Harvey's The Book of Casey Adair is about a coming of age. There's a lot of matured authors who are moving beyond the coming of age story, but also finding a new twist. Eben White has a new book coming out in January called A Previous Life, about a Sicilian musician and his American wife who decide to break up. And it's very full of sexual indiscretions, I'll just put it that way. There's also some comic stories from different funny writers. A very amusing one, which might be a good gift for folks, is the Omar Sharif Jr.'s memoir. Alan Cumming has a memoir called Baggage, Tales from a Fully Packed Life. But this is the gift-giving thing. If you have any LGBT parents who have a kid, The Gay Father's on Display in Bart Haman's Dads, it's from Powerhouse Book, has this, it's a square-shaped photo book of all these babies that it's just adorable. It's the most adorable book. So it's a surefire gift-giving kind of thing if you know anyone who's thinking about or has kids to get nostalgic about having a baby.
Okay. These books that you just mentioned, most of them are included in this BAR Recommends book article.
Yes. Look up LGBTQ Fall and Winter Books by Jim Piotta.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to add, Jim?
Well, also at Feinstein's, Frank D'Ambrosio, this former star of the Phantom of the Opera San Francisco production, he's going to do his Christmas in New York concert at Feinstein's December 21st and 22nd. He's got a great voice. Again, this is like classy and upscale. A little pricey, but it's just like that classic cabaret show that you want to see if you really want to impress your date. Definitely take them to see Frank D'Ambrosio at Feinstein's.
Oh, yeah, I was a little confused. It's Christmas in New York, but it's here in San Francisco.
Right. So there's New York-themed Christmas songs, which to me, it was very nostalgic because I remember those nights living in New York City in the 80s and early 90s where the snow would come down and the whole city would just be quiet for a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I miss that.
I'm getting a flashback of that book, The Boys in the Brownstone.
Oh, yes, yes. It's exactly that scene because I lived on 10th and B right near Tompkins Square Park. And once it starts snowing in New York, I don't know if it's still going to snow anymore or if it's just killer snow. But in the old days, snow and winter were very New York-y.
When we were kids and we had to trudge through
We used to walk all the way through the East Village to go meet our drag queens. We didn't get to stream our drag queens. You had to go to the pyramid to see your drag queens, you kids.
You've been listening to Out in the Bay, Queer Radio from San Francisco. My guests were author Jim Provenzano, arts and nightlife editor for the Bay Area Reporter, Northern California's largest circulation and oldest LGBTQ newspaper and online news service. Earlier, we heard from Lisa Godoldig, host and creator of Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, Jewish comedy in a Chinese restaurant at Christmas, now in its 29th year, and that's December 24th, 25th, and 26th online. Again, please note that we're recording this conversation November 19th, almost 2 weeks ago. As we've learned, things can change quickly with COVID, so check with venues on current protocols before going out. Jim's Holiday Events Roundup is online now at ebar.com. That's ebar.com. And available in print in the December 2nd edition of the Bay Area Reporter newspaper. We'll have a link to it on our website, too, in the post for this show on outinthebay.org. That's outinthebay.org, where you can hear this show and past shows and share them with friends and sign up for our email newsletters to be notified of new episodes. You can also subscribe there to Out in the Bay podcasts. That's outinthebay.org. While you're there, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation to help us keep bringing Queer Air to your ears. We are nonprofit and independent. We receive no funds from the radio stations that air Out in the Bay weekly, nor from podcast platforms. We rely on listener support. Big thanks to generous donors Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley, and Cornelia Enders and Bud Dylan of San Francisco. We'll thank you on the air only if you'd like us to. If you have a business you'd like thanked and recognized each week on the air, on our site, and on podcasts, in exchange for your support, please contact us, outinthebay@yahoo.com. That's outinthebay@yahoo.com. You'll reach thousands of listeners. Our theme music was written and performed by Holly Mead. We thank KALW 91.7 FM and San Francisco Public Press and its radio station, KSFP 102.5 FM. Big thanks also to producer Kendra Klang and sound designer and editor Christopher Beal. I'm Eric Jansen. Thank you for joining us out in the Bay.